Hey, what is going on? It's Crypto Bobby. Hope you're having a good day today. And Litecoin is jumping up big time today, up all the way from about $100, less than $100 at the start of the day, up to $126 as I'm recording this video. Crazy, crazy movement. Awesome pump. I know a lot of you guys that watch the channel are very heavily invested in Litecoin or watch it quite a bit. And I want to talk a little bit about, I think, maybe what has to do with part of that explosion a little bit and kind of why it's pumping up, as well as why I made a small move into Litecoin earlier today, literally just coincidentally, and I got totally lucky on it. So I want to talk a little bit about that, as well as, you know, heading out to Vegas for the NAC3 conference. So excited to see a lot of you guys there, have the speech on a little bit of the future of cryptocurrency and what I think might continue to happen in the space, where we've come from, where we might end up going, and the different ways crypto assets might improve and how you might see things continue to develop in the near future. So right now we're looking at the Litecoin to USD chart on GDAX, and you can see here, since 8 o'clock this morning at about 8 a.m. Eastern time, Litecoin was at $96 and change. Right now, Litecoin is up to about $125. So within less than 3 hours, a big time market movement, especially when you consider the size of Litecoin. We're talking about a multi-billion dollar cryptocurrency there. So pretty incredible to watch. And I actually jumped into Litecoin at around 9 a.m. this morning, off of a decent sized green candle, but at around 9 a.m. this morning. And the reason for that, quite frankly, being that, and I tweeted a little bit about it previously, but I have been waiting over 24 hours for a Bitcoin transaction. I was actually using block trades. I was cashing out some of my Steemit dollars and moving them over to Bitcoin just from posting on Steem. And it's taken over 24 hours. I'm not actually able to adjust the, I don't think you're actually able to adjust the transaction fee. So that might be part of the issue with block trades. It's one of the things that Steem uses, but that might be part of the issues with block trades there. But it's been over 24 hours. And when you look at the unconfirmed transactions, this is the Bitcoin unconfirmed transactions. Right now, there are 219,000 unconfirmed transactions, which is definitely a problem. I mean, that's a lot of unconfirmed transactions. Transactions are taking a very, very long time. And if you go over to Ethereum right now, you can see the level of pending transactions that are happening on the Ethereum network as well. Over 25,000 pending transactions going on right now. And both the Bitcoin network as well as the Ethereum network, Ethereum really because of CryptoKitties, but Ethereum with CryptoKitties is super backed up, and Bitcoin is just backed up due to the popularity right now and how crazy the Bitcoin price is going. But I was thinking to myself earlier, as I was waiting 24 hours, I was like, you know what? The best way for me to probably, if I want to trade anything, I had some Bitcoin that I dollar cost averaged on Coinbase GDAX. I was like, the best way in my head was to move that Bitcoin. Instead of sending my Bitcoin to Bittrex, I just traded my Bitcoin to Litecoin, and then I was going to send that to Bittrex from Litecoin to Litecoin wallet, and then trade that back to either, basically once it's on Bittrex, once it's on that exchange, I could trade that Litecoin to Bitcoin or to Ethereum, and then use any of the pairs there. And I was thinking, you know, that's probably going to be a lot faster. The transactions are going to happen a lot quicker, and there's going to be a lot higher confirmation on utilizing Litecoin and moving that from one exchange to the other than there would be with Bitcoin and Ethereum right now, which is why I switched a decent amount of Bitcoin over to Litecoin, just so I could send that to Bittrex to buy. I was looking to buy a little bit more Cardano and Zcash. However, after I bought the Litecoin, the price just spiked up. So I figured, hey, I'll hang on to the Litecoin for the time being. And that might be something that's kind of worth thinking about in the future here in terms of scalability. And also, you could say the same about Bitcoin Cash. We could pull up Bitcoin Cash here as well. And I don't want to get into all the, you know, political drama around Bitcoin Cash and I don't want to get into all the political drama about Bitcoin Cash. I personally don't own any Bitcoin Cash, but I think you can understand in a lot of respects why it might be up 8-9% today, because there really are issues with Bitcoin's scalability and Ethereum scalability right now. I mean, they're both running into significant unconfirmed transactions, pending transactions, and it's taking. I know a lot of people are reaching out to me on Twitter, and I'm seeing it all the time, that it's like, hey, I sent my Bitcoin 6 hours ago and I still haven't gotten it. I sent my Ethereum a while ago, I still haven't gotten it. Why is that? It's because there's 220,000 unconfirmed transactions and going up on Bitcoin right now. And there's, you know, let's see how many, 20 plus thousand pending transactions on Ethereum. So it makes sense to me that Litecoin, being that Litecoin is faster, being that Litecoin has larger blocks, I mean, granted, there's a little bit more centralization there, but being that Litecoin is typically a little bit faster when it comes down to it, makes sense that the price is spiking. And I honestly am looking at, depending upon where things end up going, rather than moving my Bitcoin to an exchange, from like GDAX to another exchange, to Bittrex or Binance, or from my Ethereum from Bittrex to Binance, I might just start using Litecoin for it, just because it's going to be faster. And I haven't had problems in the past with the Bitcoin and Ethereum, but at least today, I mean, there's definitely been issues. So it's pretty crazy to see. I mean, we can pull up here on on-chain FX what's going on. And outside of Populous, Litecoin is up 25% on the day, which is pretty incredible. That's nuts to see. So again, you know, we're at an all-time high right now with Litecoin. I know there are a lot of Litecoin fans out there that have been accumulating Litecoin for quite some time, and that has been a fantastic move. So congrats on that. You know, if you've done that as of late, really nice dividends being paid off for you on that front. And outside of that too, I mean, a couple other ones that we're looking at here that have had really nice days. Steam is finally picking up a little bit of steam. But still way off from that all-time high back in the crazy, crazy spike that it had back in the day. Ripple having a little bit of success as of late. Dash continuing to make moves, which is impressive. EOS making some moves there as well. And what I'm looking at now, and I think the big thing going into the future here, is outside of the transaction issues that are going on with Bitcoin, with Ethereum, the Bitcoin futures, I think, is going to continue to be the story that dominates. And that's something I really do want to talk. I'm going to be talking about quite a bit in Vegas, and hopefully I'll be able to record my talk, but I am going to be talking quite a bit about the Bitcoin futures in Vegas and what that might mean as we go forward. And I think it really, quite frankly, is going to be that battle of bulls versus bears. There is a huge opportunity coming up for people that have a ton of money to both go long and short Bitcoin. And a lot of people are starting to say it, so I don't know if it'll be true or not, but this run-up, this Bitcoin run-up that's gone up so steeply in a lot of respects, is that just people consciously driving the price up on purpose to then short it the second they get the opportunity to? Part of me is thinking that really might be, that really might be the case, but I'm not looking to make too many rash decisions, and I don't have a specific strategy going for Sunday night yet. And to be pretty frank, I'll probably be midair on a plane on Sunday, so I don't know how much trading I'll be getting done on United Airlines Wi-Fi. So we'll have to see what ends up happening there. But timing isn't exactly great for that. I would ideally love to live stream, because I do think that. Having the Bitcoin charts on Sunday at 6 p.m., I think you're going to want to grab your popcorn for that. With the, with the Bitcoin futures on when they do get launched, CBOE, 6 p.m. Sunday, I think you're going to probably, maybe if you're not experienced, and by no means am I a pro by any stretch, but if you're not experienced, if you're not comfortable trading, then just like leave your money out, don't do anything. But it might be a good time to grab the popcorn, to grab a beer, to grab a water, whatever you're doing, and see what is happening on these charts. Because I personally am expecting some pretty crazy movements on Sunday, even leading up to Sunday. I mean, right now it's Friday morning, so I think the weekend is going to be pretty interesting. And I would hold on to your bootstraps there and see what's going on, so that you can stay as up to date as possible. But even to that point, I mean, there's no guarantee that it's going to go up. There's no guarantee that it's going to go down. I'm leaning towards a pretty significant dip that I think might happen. But if that does happen, I might just treat that. I talked a little bit about it on Crypto Happy Hour last night, but I might treat that as just an opportunity to buy more and or hold on for the time being. I don't want to make any rash decisions. And if the network's clogged up, or if I don't have stop limit order set in place, we'll probably see a lot of the major exchanges go down like they tend to do when you need them most. So it'll be a fascinating fascinating time to watch. I'll be out in Vegas for, you know, for this time period. So I'll try to stay as up to date as possible. Hopefully the Wynn will have some pretty good internet, because there's nothing worse than having crappy internet at a hotel and taking 8 hours for these videos to upload. So we'll see what ends up rolling on there. But yeah, outside of that, guys, today, I mean, I think the big thing is some pretty incredible movements from Litecoin showing up, some steam showing up at the all-time high. And that's awesome to watch. And I know, like I said, I know a lot of you guys have a ton of money in it. I think in a lot of respects, it's due to these pending transactions and Litecoin being one of the easiest cryptos out there to, you know, to make a move on, especially when it comes to the ease of accessibility with something like Coinbase, GDAX, and some of the other exchanges out there where you can do fiat to Litecoin. Outside of that, looking forward to, you know, coming to you in Vegas. Hopefully, like I said, I'll be able to record that video where I do give that speech and talk a little bit about the future of crypto, as well as the Bitcoin futures exchanges, the Bitcoin futures that are going on in Vegas. Like I said, hopefully I can record that. I'll upload that. And also a couple different people asked me to vlog that. I don't know if I'm like Gary Vaynerchuk and I don't have anybody, you know, running around following me with a video, but I'll do my best to share the experience out in Vegas for the NAC3 conference. So that should be a good time. But appreciate the time, everybody. Hope you have a good one. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.